Yes. It's us. We back. It's Thursday. It's your Mizzenim. It's your boy, DJ Bobby Hustle.
And that Vato Capo.
Guaranteed to get your plug for $1 million and a 16-ounce bar of rhodium. I'll take that, please.
I don't know what that is, but
it's the most expensive metal in the universe. It's expensive than everything. And it's like $4,100 an ounce. You know.
Nice. Make it into a chain.
Make it into a man. I'm gonna put it in the safe right there in the bridge. Just set it on a stack of money. But yeah, man. Hey, it's Thursday, man. Hope you guys had a happy 4th of July and safe and wonderful time. You know, we took that day off so we could be with our families. And we're right back here. We got a special guest. If you're just now tapping in and this is your first time ever using the app, you're not familiar with what AMP is, you just click the link just to see what it is. Well, AMP is live radio reimagined, and the audio meds are the only known cure to insanity. And Capo, that's a proven fact.
That is a proven fact. And like you said, it is Thursday. We had a great 4th of July. Energy was great. I had a blast with the family, but it's back to business today. And I'm super excited because we have a special guest joining us, man. And we're about to talk some serious game here in a second, man. We got a bunch of interesting topics of discussion. We're going to beef up that playlist for the weekend, get them tight. But before we do all of that, Bobby, I think it's time to get into the quick mix.
You already know it's that time for the quick mix, you bastard.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio meds, they're good for yous.
Yeah, man. It's the Cal Banks, man. J-Rock, man. Eastside do the most, man. I'm turned up, man, on a Thursday. How you feeling, Capo?
Oh, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great, dog. I'm here. It's Thursday. Had a great weekend. That holiday weekend was long.
It's been the longest 4th of July weekend ever, and it feels like it's still going on and hasn't stopped yet. I don't know. Man, it's on a Tuesday, so I guess that's kind of awkward, huh? You celebrate the weekend before the middle of the weekend. Niggas ain't going back to work the Monday.
Man, you know? that shit felt like it was a nonstop party from Friday to fucking Tuesday. It was just on, dog. Like,
man, they still shooting fireworks in my neighborhood. What you mean?
Oh, yeah. I'm still hearing them, dog. I'm still hearing them.
it's like you know you grow when you know the difference between a firework and a gun. A
gunshot, like, yeah. But you know what's sad is when the kids start knowing the difference. That's fucked up.
Like, oh, no, that was a 9.
yeah, man. That's crazy, man. But, yeah, no, I'm feeling good, Robbie. I'm feeling good, dog.
Man, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling so good. I'm almost feeling as good as your man's.
Who's that?
Logic. I don't know if you guys heard, but, he just got the bag.
He came up.
If you're not familiar with who Logic is, he is a hip hop artist, and he just sold his entire music catalog for 8 figures cash up front, one lump sum. Now, it's undisclosed on how many figures is in those 8 figures, but for all y'all pocket watches out there, it's at least 10, because 8 is at least 10 million. So, like, he's up at least 10. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's more than 10 because the records that they were talking about were all his biggest records. You know what I'm saying? The 1-800 Suicide, the record featuring Eminem. All his big boy joints. So, I mean, those
records. It includes 185 songs from 8 albums and 8 mixtapes. Yeah. That's a lot of songs, but not take anything away from that. You know, Future did his deal where he sold his for the high 8 figures. They put the H word in there, the high.
Yeah, the high eight figures. But he had,
they said north of 600 songs in his catalog that he sold.
Damn, 600 songs? What the fuck?
Man.
So once you sell that, right, you don't get any publishing off of it ever again?
Depends on the deal, but most likely if they sold 100% of it, you don't get any more publishing off of it unless there's like, I forgot what the word is, where it reverts back to you after a certain amount of time and then you get it and you can resell it again. That's a common deal structure, but it just depends. It's all in the paperwork.
Exactly, man. And that's what I was wondering is like, You know, because to me, you know, I seen a lot of people saying, you know, like, man, like, he's crazy for selling his catalog. And then I seen other people saying, like, man, he's like, dude went and took it, because it's going to take a while to get that much off of your publishing.
You know exactly. It's like, when you make it that long, and it's like, because the whoever buys it is taking the bet that your music is going to have enough intrinsic value long term that they can continue to make that money back. Where you're saying, okay, shit, you say it's going to, mathematical, it's going to take you 15 years to make this 20 million, but you give it to me right now, I take it, because I'll make another 600 songs tomorrow.
You know
what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Tonight.
Exactly. Tonight. I'm not leaving the studio till the morning. I got you. But no, totally, but see, that's the thing. But yeah, that's the thing, though. It's like, I guess that's true. Like, you could always make more music. You don't know if you're ever, it's a gamble on both sides, because you don't both know sides. if you're gonna create that magic again and get another hit. Like the 1-800 suicide record, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know if you can recreate that.
But if you look at it like this, he sold a catalog. Let's say he did a 10-year deal for the catalog for let's just say low end 10 million. 10 years for 10 million for the catalog, then he gets it back, but he still can tour, you know, so he got the 10 up front, blah, blah, you know what I'm saying? Now, there's two different types of royalties. So we don't know the devil in the detail. It could just be publishing royalties, it could be mechanical royalties, it could be both. Like, he still could get mechanicals. You know, it's like, it's,
yeah, well, I'm sure he's getting, I'm sure he's getting some type, like, to not get anything like that. Wow. That's a lot.
How much it is, you know?
Yeah.
When your boy Lil Bow Wow, that little thing you sent me earlier, like, he said he's a touring artist. He doesn't care about owning his masters.
To me, that sounded like some bullshit. That sounded like some shit where it was like, man, I fucked up. I never got my shit together, like, on the publishing and all that shit. Like, oh, I didn't own none of my shit. And so he's like, so he tried to be, you know, he tried
feel
to, like,
feel better. Okay.
Yeah. Tried to be little. Fuck all that. Publishing money. Who needs that shit? I'm touring.
I'm a tour. I'm 90.
Hey, that's cool. But think about this. If you were a touring artist and you were getting your publishing, now it's two streams of revenue. Come on, man. Get the fuck out.
But I mean, shit, he getting the acting checks. But, like, you know, like I said, people is people. It is what it is. I ain't none of my business. That ain't none of my money. So I'm not judging anybody on the decisions they make. Shit, if they're like,
of course.
Shit.
Of course.
You want to buy some of my records? Man, I got a hard drive about 180 songs on right now. Give me 2 million right now.
I'll take 25,000. I'm out.
I'll give two of them. I'll give two of them. Yeah, like,
if they just, hey, bro, if they're sitting on a hard drive and they ain't ever been released, take the 25K.
Yeah, I mean, so how much is, it's really about you, how much you want to bet on yourself that you're going to be able to collect all that money that they're thinking you're going to get. But hey, you know, shouts out to him, man. You know, that's
it's up to the company too. Like, who the label, for them to get out there and really, and sell that shit. Like, it's up to them. They can put it wherever they want. They can do every type of deal they want to generate income off of that music. You know what I'm saying? And
within the parameters of the contract.
Exactly. And I'm sure they've got a team just waiting, like, all right, now go hustle this shit. Get it on fucking, start syncing that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, get that shit on fucking some endorsements, something. You know what I'm saying?
Everything. He gonna see I wonder if that includes he gonna be like, damn.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if that shit has, if it comes with, like, merch deal as well. Like, if they get to sell any type of merch dealing with the music. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I would not give them everything. All right, if you get to publish and and you pump that shit up, I'm still gonna get more shows and sell more merch. So it's still a good win. You gave me the 20 mil up front, plus now my shit, I'm about to do more shows. I'm about to rap till the wheelchair wheels don't squeak. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't mad at it. You're right, bro. You're right. So, but man, we got a good one today, Bobby. We got an extra dope guest joining us, man. I don't know, Bobby. I think we need to get into another record real quick, man, and then just go ahead and get to it, because I know, man, everybody listening is ready to jump into this motherfucking gems, because we got some gems for them.
Man.
We're going to be talking all kinds of shit, because I got a bunch of questions.
Brain to play some game, baby.
You know what's crazy is this, our special guest is Kia Shine, but this isn't the first time he's come and joined us on Audio Meds, right? So we're excited because since our last time we've chopped it up, this man has taken off. So we're going to get into all that good shit. We're going to get into all the good shit and talk about everything, if we have time to talk about everything, because that man's got a list of accomplishments. I don't know if we're going to run through them all, but we're going to try to get to them, man. So, Bobby?
Hey, man, you know how we do here at Audio Meds. Tap that plus button, turn it to a check. Let's go.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio Meds, they're good for yous.
You, yeah,
man. Hey, that's so crispy, man. By the man, Key is shining. So, Kim Folk, tap that call button, man. He's having technical difficulty getting on, man. He's about to tap back in just a second, man. But I can't even lie. I remember when that joint came out, like, it was all about the creases. Like, niggas used to starch, use a half a can of starch on one leg to crease it into the steam. You had the little white crust on the front.
Yes, yeah, that was when everyone was rocking crown holder. You remember that shit?
I didn't have any crown holders. I had some Levi's. Then I started getting my bag up. I got some Red Monkeys and some
Yep, Red Monkeys, Bapes, the bathing apes.
Yep,
Ibizu,
I had the Bapes.
Yeah, yeah. And then what was the one? The joint with the nines all over it. You remember that?
That's had religious, but I know what you're talking about. And it was so many. Like, and that was back when jeans was like, I mean, it still is, but like Red Monkeys was like $300 a pair of jeans.
Oh yeah, that's average now. But I remember when that record dropped, dog. I remember watching that shit on TV, and I was like, yo, that's fucking Memphis, bro. Like, I mean, putting on for the city, and there wasn't a lot of people doing videos like that and putting it on national television. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Man, it's crazy, dog. Like, that shit, that was a moment, bro. Like, I think at around that time, it was only, it was maybe only him and Buck that were putting like Tennessee on nationally. Well, I guess A-Ball and MJG had linked up.
They had already been there, like, cause like A-Ball and MJG, like they was for Tennessee. I look at them as some of the first big ones. Them and 3-6, but like A-Ball and MJG were like coming out hard, like that, man. You come hard from the start. You gotta have hard to meet a bitch back and down.
Exactly.
What you talking about, that? Yo, we got Kia on the line. Kimbo.
Okay, hold on. Before we get Kia Shine on here, man, I have to give him the proper introduction because it's only right. All right, so. You may know him as Memphis royalty, a hip-hop icon, but that would be putting him in a box because he's more than a rapper. He's more than an actor. He's an entrepreneur. He's a songwriter, producer. He's out here battling autism. He's a father. Dude's a husband. He's putting on for Tennessee in a major way. You might have seen him on the big screen. You may have heard him on one of your favorite records. I need y'all to make some motherfucking noise for the one, the only, Kia Shine.
Hey, hit that mic button.
Yes, sir. Hit that mic button. We got him.
So, there we go. Yep. There we go. He is.
There he is. There
yes, sir.
There you go. What a great intro. What's going on, my guy Capo? What up, Bobby?
What's up?
Yes, man.
Evening.
Man, we are good, bro. We are blessed. We're here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. We know you got a million things going on right now. So for you to take a second out of your schedule to come and rock with us, man, we really appreciate that, homie.
I want to first and foremost give you guys your flowers because it was the pandemic is when it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were getting this thing going and just getting started with it. And now, you know, I just love what you guys have continued with your consistency. You know what I'm saying? And
man,
what you guys are doing. Like, consistency is key. So many people start things, but they don't finish. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they don't keep going. You know what I mean? It's a cool idea at first. Yeah, man, we're going to do this. We're going to do this. And then all of a sudden, just the steam runs out. I love consistency because you got to be consistent and persistent to break down any resistance in your life. Consistency is key, you know what I'm saying? So you guys are putting that consistent hustle down. You guys got on a new platform, Amp. I like what's going on with Amp. So let me give y'all flowers first and foremost, man. Blessings to both of y'all, man.
Man, thank you so much. Man, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yes,
and you know what's crazy is like we were moving and we hit this bump in the road and we took a little bit of time off and then all of a sudden, boom, as soon as we came back to the table and we launched, Amp came to us. And was like, absolutely, let's rock. You know what I'm saying? And it's beautiful, man. So we appreciate the love. We appreciate when other creatives and other people that we look up to and we know how long you've been grinding and all the work you put in. So to have someone like yourself give us flowers and big us up, man, that's nothing but love, man. We appreciate
it. That's major, man. From the bottom of the heart, Capo, I believe you said enough for both of us, but thank you so much, sir. It feels good.
It does. I see you over there working on them films too, Bobby. I see you.
Hey, man, we're working, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to put it together, man. Somebody going to get it going.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's all in the works, man. So, man, like we said, you got a lot going on, man. And I know you're fresh off the new project. I don't want to dive into that just yet because I want to get into a little bit of the backstory. And we played Crispy just a minute ago, which we were talking about when it dropped, how you put on for Memphis in such a major way. And everybody in Tennessee was looking at it like, holy shit. But how has that moment, how has that impacted you from way, like that was what? That was 07, 08?
That song, y'all, is 07, it's time. Well, I said at the end of it, I time stamped it. So yeah, mm-hmm. 07, now we're in 23, we're talking 15 years later, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the blessing of it is to be able to sit here on the phone with you guys and remain relevant and intelligent, you know what I mean? And to be able to keep something going and flowing this entire time, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What I'm saying? Like Crispy, when we talk about the song Crispy, if we're talking about hip hop, like Crispy was like, either you got it, or you missed it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, so, and for me, it was one of those things where I saw individuals in the culture, like, run with that drip, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Run off that drip, mm-hmm, and that whole style of music, and that lane of music, because it, at the point in time when I dropped that, and then prior to that with Stunner Frames and Respect My Fresh, when I was doing those songs, that's where everybody was in the Trap or Die, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's so true.
That's what was going on. It was trap. Trap was the new thing, and I was untrapped. I wasn't trapped. You know what I'm saying? I was coming with, you know, with something different and coming with the drip. So it was just dope to be able to see after 15 years later, that song still continues to stream well, still continues to perform and create revenue. So that's just a blessing. And that particular album, Due Season, definitely was one of those critically acclaimed classics that, like, started a lot of the waves that's going on right now 15 years later. And it's like, I'm excited about that. I'm dope about that. I'm retro, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right.
Speaking of retro,
Akia, let's take it back a little bit further. Let's take it back to 2001 with Rap Hustlers Music, the record label.
It all really kicked off in 2002, you know what I'm saying,
with the Rap Hustlers. So, a lot of people who don't know, that don't know of the history and the royalty and the legacy that Kia has put in Memphis. So Rap Hustlers record label was one of the premier labels coming out of Tennessee. I mean, you had people like Skinny Pimp, Yo Gotti. Like, people don't know you found Yo Gotti. I remember that because that was that first DVD, that Rap Hustlers DVD. Y'all was in the mansion, and Yo Gotti was out there, dog, and that was like the IMD. Yeah. That was like my first time seeing it. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah, nice. But it's story. Yeah, your discography is huge on the, like, you really put on for Memphis a lot of classic OGs, Gangsta Black, Skinny Pimp, you know, like I said, Playa Fly, LaChat, Yo Gotti. So talk a little bit about that and like how that came about.
During that time, Memphis wasn't really working together, you know what I mean? And the only thing that was really winning was the 3-6 Mafia, A-Ball. He's got locked up, and then, you know, so it's like my city together and pulling artists from North Memphis, from South Memphis, from East, and pulling them together and creating a conglomerate to be able to have a brand and then be able to come together. And that ideology is really what Rap Hustle as well, because everybody was really hustling their rap, you know what I'm saying? So it was a plan. I came with that plan to be able to do that, and it worked, you know what I mean? I had these older artists at the time. There's the OGs like Skinny Pimp, Gangsta Blacks, Criminal Main, all these guys. Yo Gotti, that was, he was a young, one of the younger guys, but a lot of the older guys, and then I mixed in with Yo Gotti. I used Skinny Pimp to break Yo Gotti, you know what I mean? And to, because he had one, he wasn't on the radio when I first got him and when I signed him or whatever, so it was like, you know, it just, it's just dope to be able to see how it all kind of came together. But that's what it was. It was to say, it was like QC, like QC Records is in Atlanta. It was, that's what we was then. And we would get our distribution through Selecto. Then we got a distribution through TBT. And we were putting out records and putting out hit records. And we had the tour bus. We had it wrapped with all of our artist faces on it. We hit the whole South. And, you know, it was before Instagram. This was before social media. You know what I mean? And this is where you had to really get out here and really touch these people. And we really did that. And that's why you a lot of times, and not saying that Yo Gotti is dope, but he does this thing with CMG. But what I want to say is just, is like, what we did with Rap Hustlers laid the blueprint and foundation for guys to be able to learn how to work their own situation. You know what I mean? And the being able to, you look at the artists, you look at the successful people in music right now. Most of these individuals all came from that, from that era where you had to go and really make fans with the CDs. Mm-hmm. Like, really, you know, if you packing houses today, for the most part, if you're not a young artist, for the most part, you know, the game itself is really ran by these individuals who have those fan bases, like Gucci Man. You know what I mean? You see what Gucci has done and what he's done. You see what Gotti is doing and who he's putting out. All I'm saying is that the ability to be able to be that is based off what the work and the foundation that was laid. And Rap Hustlers was that foundation. After 8-Ball MJG, after 36 Mafia, before CMG and PRE, it was Rap Hustlers. Get up. Mm.
Yeah.
You know, it's just actual factuals.
I seen it. Yeah. I'm old enough to have witnessed it.
Yeah, same here. But not only you mentioned a lot of like established artists, OGs in the game, but you're still connecting dots for a lot of the younger generation. A lot of people don't know, you know, there's stuff behind the scenes that you're working. Glorilla, you had some production with her, and then you know, even AR the Mermaid, me and you were talking about her before she signed, and me and you were chopping it up, and it was like, boom, you know, we seen it coming, you know, you called it, bro.
Nah, listen, I think when you of the culture, you know what I'm saying? Like you know me, I love the culture, bro, and I'm of this, you know what I mean? So, you know, and I think if you are like, I think it was a good analogy that was said online, and I like this, the Jordans, you know what I mean? Young people still wear Jordans, right?
Yes, sir. You know? Hey, you know, the Danny Brown, right? Danny Brown. Right.
Danny Brown, shout out to Danny Brown. I think that's a great ism to really compare, like, what I've been doing. Like, I'm just like this dope Jordan, right? This dope Jordan shoe, or this Air Force One, or this Penny shoe, this foam posit, that's going to always be, like, a classic. So, and that's, in no matter what, no matter who's hot, no matter what's popping, them Jordans going to still going to do their thing. Them Air Force One's going to still do their thing. Even though it's, like, new designer Balenciagas and all these other stuff, that's true. But these Jordans are going to still do their thing. They're going to still be classic. Mm-hmm. All they do is sell you different colorways. And it's just, they don't reinvent the wheel. They're just retro. And that's what I feel like. That's me. I'm retro. It's like, okay.
You know what? I'm glad you said that, Kia, because like that's something that we talk about a lot here on Audio Mix. Not retro, but, you know, the age and the ageism and how the hip-hop culture is itself, the stigma of, you have to, it's a young man's game and things like that. But as we know, you know, a lot of the people are, the originals are getting older. So it's a lot more maturity in the game now. And you embracing Uncle Kingfo. Like, that's a whole other level. Because we were just talking like, I just entered the 4-0. And I still feel, I'm baby booty 4-0. So it's like, I ain't earned the title Uncle yet. But like, you embracing that.
Yeah, you know, it was one of those things where, like I said, I'm like, I know that I don't want these young guys to feel like when I'm coming out with music, I'm trying to compete musically with them. I mean, I can because I'm a producer and a writer. You know what I'm saying? Like, my pedigree from having the sample on Drake, best to ever had. Okay, Drake is one of the biggest artists in the game. Okay, if Glorilla is one of the biggest female rappers and young rappers out of Memphis, and she's on one of my beats on that song, Get That Money. So my thing is like, I feel like license to be able to continue to do and create music or make beats, or like I said, AI Mermaid, she just got signed. You know what I mean? These are the youth still, vibe with my tribe. So that's why it's like, and I look like that's Unk. Okay, so that to me is why I can accept the Unk role, because I'm the one that the individuals still feel like it's cool, and they'll still listen to, they'll still get a beat from, they'll still get a hook from, they'll still like tap into, because my pulse on the culture was going on regardless. You know what I mean? So, you know, I don't think that it's cool when older rappers try to be young dudes. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I think you gotta accept the fact that you are Unk, you know what I mean, or you are OG, you know what I mean, and then you gotta be able to put music out there that is having some undertow, some messaging, to be able to speak to the youth in a way that you can meet them where they are, eye level, like sonically with the sound and all that. But you can still throw some ism in there for them to be able to follow.
Yeah, they need it. Yeah,
so yeah. From all the people, I'm not, no disrespect to nobody who's successful with the women right now. Hey, I'm getting money with the women that's winning right now. But it is needed to have a little break from the raunchiness of the female rap to get some real music from the OGs and Unks. Like Killer Mike, he just dropped. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's time to get some, you know, we got to have a balance with this thing, man. You know what I mean? And it's just, you know, it's just necessary. So there's room for Uncle Kenfolk. You dig? There's room for that. You know what I mean? And I feel like, and I like I said, I think like if the young people still rapping on my beats, then okay, I know that my beats is still work for the young streets. So it's like, or for the streets, period. I'm not, when I make music, I'm not trying to necessarily make something that's for somebody who I'm older or younger. I'm not thinking about age when I make it. I'm just trying to be who I am when I make it and be truthful in whatever story I'm telling, that it be able to reach somebody else. That's really all I want to do anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah. So Kimfo, you've been pushing this whole multiple hustles thing. I seem to fit like I got to get some of that swag. That's your fire.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got lots of hustles.
CoffeeWithKimfo.com. I'll send y'all something for free. CoffeeWithKimfo.com.
Man, I learned so much from Keyshawn just watching how he moves, man. I got to set my game up, man. But yes, the multiple hustles thing. So like, you got a lot going on. So what is this? What is this whole thing with the VIP, the VP of lifestyle marketing for SharkPad? What is SharkPad?
All right, SharkPad. What that is like, we have these Airbnbs out here in Atlanta and around the country, or whatever. Like, and it's just like, we call him SharkPad because the owner of the company, Philip Boykin, he worked for Damon Johns, and Damon Johns was Shark Tank or whatever. So we just came with SharkPads. It's like this themed out Airbnbs for sharks in the water. You know what I'm saying? For them sharks out there like myself. You know what I mean? That's all, like, just certain Airbnb friendly spots that you can go to in different cities that, you know, might let you smoke. You know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? That kind of vibe, you know, be able to kind of that could cater to the sharks out there. You did.
Absolutely. Multiple hustles, Bobby.
Got to. One thing I've learned about, that I'm learning from Kenfolk over here, you know what I'm saying? As you get older and as you grow and mature the game,
you have to learn
how to pivot. You got to learn how to pivot. speaking of pivot, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of pivot, we got this record from you off the new project. It's called Pivot. Off the Uncle Kenfolk project.
Yeah, that's crazy you picked that one. That's what's up. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we dug through all the records, and we had a hard time choosing which ones we wanted to play. So we felt like Pivot was one of those records, like you had just said, there's depth to it, right? So a lot of this, you're talking a lot of game in this record. So we felt like, you know what, this fits. So So Bobby, let them know, man.
Man, first thing y'all got to do, y'all know how we do here at Audio Meds, tap that plus button, turn it to a check. It's that new Kimfo Keyshawn Pivot.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio Meds, they're good for yous.
Oh, yeah, man. You got to pivot. You got to learn how to get that shit, bro. One hustle falls out, you better get another. You know what I'm saying?
Immediately, yes.
Immediately, yes.
Absolutely. So, Kenfo, man, so speaking of pivoting, man, like, you've been really pivoting hard lately into this whole Hollywood movement, man. I've been seeing you working on the big screen, and I ain't just talking about no lollygag. I ain't gonna say lollygag because I do independent stuff, but no small budget independent stuff. You are recently the new Jamie Foxx movie, They Clone Tyrone.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. I've been waiting on this one, man.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So this is a big deal. So, like, you know, we was talking about when, you know, Jamie Foxx, he was sick. He was in the hospital. How they kept filming the movie with the stunt double. Were you there doing any of the scenes where Jamie was there or with the stunt double?
All right. Okay. So no, this movie, we were done. To my knowledge, we finished before this even happened. Now, there was another movie we were shooting. He did do that, but we shot this movie 2 years ago. During the pandemic in 2021.
So it was a different movie. Okay.
Yeah, it was here for all of it. There's another movie that's coming out that I think is what you're referring to, but for They Clone Tyrone with Jamie Foxx, John Boyega, Kiefer Sutherland. It's a Eric Robinson. It's a great movie.
Oh yeah.
Jay Fonz is in it, from P Valley. It's a movie, a sci-fi thriller. It is a sci-fi comedy. It's really a sci-fi comedy thriller. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to do a spoiler alert, but I'm gonna just say, like, this movie is deep. It gets real deep, but it's very, very funny, and Jamie Foxx is hilarious. I saw it in the I went to the premiere last week in LA. For the Netflix had a premiere out there for it, and I got a chance to go walk the black carpet and do it, and I saw it for the first time, and I'm gonna just say this, I'm not gonna do a spoiler alert, I'm just gonna say you're not gonna have to wait long to see me in this movie. That's all I'm gonna say.
Hey, that's what I like to hear.
You know what I mean? Not gonna be one of the things where, like, you know what I mean, so it's like, make sure when you turn on, when it comes on Netflix, you know what I mean, just sit still. Mm-hmm. As soon as it comes on, that's all I'm gonna say.
Okay. You know what's so funny? I did that for Superfly. I finally watched it. I was like, oh shit, that's kid.
I love it.
But I'm learning while I'm earning. I definitely today, you know what I mean? I was just like, to be honest with you, man, I got a chance to. This movie brought about a bigger opportunity for me. And being able to get even bigger representation for what I'm doing. But, you know, with film and television, I've been learning what I've been earning. I have been, you know, just at this since my first role, which was in Atlanta with Donald Glover on season 2 of Atlanta, episode 203, third episode, Bunny Bag Shorty in that season 2 was my first time doing acting on screen. And, you know, it was just a blessing. And that opened up doors to Superfly. And then that opened up doors to Star on Fox and Greenleaf and Johnson and Saints and Sinners. And now this, and then some things coming after this. But I'm just learning while I'm earning, seeing where I fit and how to, you know, pivot, you know what I mean? And just learning, you know what I mean? Because I really love the skill set of acting. I really love the fact that you can play different roles. You don't have to stay the, you know, when you do music, if you make one kind of music, people kind of want you to make that kind of music, that same kind of music. But in acting, be able to spread my wings. I'm able to do different things. I'm able to try different things. I'm able to, you know, it just puts me in different circles, in a different social circle and a different network, you know what I mean? And when you see Tyler Perry and people like that making this kind of money that they're making, not just the fact it's just all about money.
But the money's nice.
Money's definitely always nice. Money fuels everything. It keeps the staff paid. It keeps the craft services coming. You know, money is the great differentiator of what people are willing to do and how long they're willing to do it.
Yes, sir. Do we lose him?
Yeah. No, I don't think. I think Amp is being Amp, you know, and it's acting weird because his circle is frozen. But like I said, like for those of y'all who don't know though, man, like Keyshawn has been putting in the work in the film industry for a minute as well. He's got
He just named a whole list of shit
I'm looking at his IMDb credits. Like he's in Greenleaf, Tyler Perry joint, Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah, he just named them, man. And not only that, is They Clone Tyrone drops July 21st. So that's right around the corner, man.
Right around the corner.
You know, me either, bro. I've been hype about that. They dropped the trailer so long ago, and I was like, God damn, I love when they drop trailers like that, but then I also hate when they drop trailers like a fucking year out. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, that shit looks so good, and I gotta wait a fucking year to see it. God.
I know, that's crazy. They don't be finished with it. They be like, okay, this is okay. Y'all like that? All right, we're gonna put the rest of the money up.
Exactly.
You know,
hey, kid. We got him.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I was just stating about how like the acting is a different hustle, and it just allows you to be able to be a little bit more freer. But like in the sense that like right now the movie coming out, I don't got to worry about promoting it. Like they gonna make sure it's where it need to be at. You see what I'm saying? And is, you know, I just do my part. You know what I mean? And then they do the rest. You know what I mean? And that part is cool. I mean, yeah, you can go promote it. You know what I mean? Do interviews and stuff like that. But it's like, it ain't the same as like, it ain't as hard as pushing music. You know what I'm saying? And also too, is like, it's one of those things to where like music costs a lot of money to do. And that's just a trill. Like it costs money to market music. It costs so much to do music. When I'm doing film and television, I'm not spending money out of my pocket. You see what I'm saying? Like to be able to do it. I'm getting paid to do it. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just different. You know what I mean? It's just based on you really having that pure talent and being able to really be that role, or you know, as far as if you're going out for gigs and you're going out for different scripts and stuff like that, or you can create that thing. You know what I mean? Yeah, that takes money of your own to be able to create your own thing. But you know what I mean? So that's where the money part comes in as far as on the film stuff. But is there so many ways? I'll say this to make it make sense. Okay. How many record labels is it versus how many places can you go watch some television or some movies that you like?
Oh, say that again.
It's a lot of places that you can go stream, and they're popping up every day. And
yes,
to the point that you said, like, you know, it takes a lot of people to make a movie and a lot of money to make a movie. And so when you're coming in just as a talent, it's like I understand. It's like you've been independent record label for so long. You're always pushing out the money, and now it's like
I'm always
you
get pushing the money.
Just be great. All I gotta do is just be great.
And that is so refreshing to me. You know what I'm saying? And then even if you are the person that wants to be the Tyler Perry and you want to create your thing and your platform and put and sell your platform, there's so many more places to be able to sell your content, to stream your content than it is music versus music. You see what I'm saying? Like it's just a bigger, it opens up you're casting a wider net. You know what I mean? And that's what I like about it. You know what I mean? And it's really cool to me, bro. And then it makes me, when I tap back to music, to me, it make my music better because I feel like it's like my perspective of it is a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? It's like I'm switching my hustle. All right, let me switch over here. Let me pivot over here to the music now. And I got a fresh canvas to be able to draw from because I'm not like burnt out on the music because I've been over here tapping with the acting. You see what I'm saying? And doing that, not really even like, you know, I'm still staying in tune with it, but it just make all my hustles fresh when I can like switch up like that. You know, it make me feel fresh. It makes, I'm more motivated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I mean, you get burnt out pushing the same thing. I mean, you know, like constantly being in the grind with your head down, just working. Yeah, I mean, that can definitely get tiring. So a fresh breath of air in another field of still being creative and still being who you are, and just exercising different talents, man. Like that always helps out. But one question, like you said, putting money into it independently. But when you first came out, Due Season, you were signed to Universal, right? Or am I wrong?
Yeah, I was signed to Universal. Me, I'm gonna be honest with you, bro. Like, I kind of like, I always said to me, I was like, I'm gonna do independent stuff, and that's cool. But when I drop my solo album, it's gonna be on a major label. Like, you know what I mean? There are just certain things I wanted to be able to do. And that was one of them. You know what I mean? I made the best deal happen for myself possible because I had the most leverage coming in the door with having like two records popping at the same time coming in the door and being able to produce it so I could be able to, you know, produce my whole own album or whatever and stuff. So I was like, I put the best situation together and had the most leverage. But yeah, I just kind of like the best of both worlds. I worked independent with TVT from like 2002 to like 2007. And then I switched over and did the solo project with Universal Motown. Sylvia Rhone is who signed me over there. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, mm-hmm. too. I saw mm-hmm. Sylvia Rhone when I was doing Superfly now, and she sees me, and I'm on the, we're doing a table read, and we're at Rick Ross's house. And, you know, I'm sitting up there, you know, I'm doing my part, and then I come down, and all the executives are in the room and all that or whatever. And Sylvia Rhone comes to me, and she's like, hey, you know, you really got a vibe about you and all that. And I was like, well, I think I'm crispy. And then she looked at me. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah, it's me. You know what I'm saying? And it was the one that was crazy, bro, because it was like, you know, like, it's just crazy how the game worked or whatever, bro. And like, you know, it's like it was a full circle moment. You know what I mean? Because like I said, when I was coming out with my So Crispy and Respect My Fresh and all that Stunner Frames, and then even after that with Checking My Fresh, I was on this whole swag drip wave, and it wasn't the popular wave. It was considered to be different then. And then now, everybody's on it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's jeans 900, shoes 850. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Absolutely.
That's smart, you was ahead of your time, man.
Man, he's the godfather of drip. We're going to point you
right now. Amiri jeans, $2,500 for the Amiri jeans. You know what I mean? Like, you know, mm-hmm. that's what they on now. But the Balenci's and all the, I've been on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, but at the end of the day, you know, Sylvia kind of gave up on that. You know what I'm saying? And it was cool because I had independent experience anyway, so I knew how to keep my shit moving. You know what I mean? Anyway, but it was dope to have that full circle moment and to run back into Sylvia Rhone again. You know what I mean? At Rick Ross mm-hmm. crib, movie vibes. You know what I'm saying? This is dope, bro.
Yeah.
God,
and to be able to, and God, to be able to. Yeah, be able to say, ain't nothing stop it.
Right, right. I'm still I wouldn't stop it, nothing. You know what I'm saying? But I, you know what I mean? Like, you know, but at the same time, I'm cool. I'm like, hey, you guys are doing the soundtrack. I want to get on the soundtrack. You know what I'm saying? You know, that kind of thing. Like, you know, I'm always open. I don't hold grudges or anything like that. I just know that, like, I just feel like I'm my season. I say this, my best days are in front of me, not behind me. I see it all the time.
Love that.
Like, you know what's so crazy, Keisha? Like that's something I truly admire about you. Like, watching you over these years, you always move like you're the only person in the room. And when I say that, I say that you don't really care about what anybody else is doing. You're going to do you and just do it to the fullest. Like, you know, I've never publicly seen you beefing about Yo Gotti and how he done whatever or anybody else. You just doing you. And you just do it like you're the only person in the room and nothing else matters. And I appreciate that. I soak that up.
Yeah, respect. Because Bobby. Oh, did we lose him? I was just gonna say, Bobby, that's smart. And that's how you gotta move in this game. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
If you know that's where I'm going with this,
I know where you're going, Kenfolk. You know how we do, man. It's like, it's that time, man. You know what happens when you come to Audio Man? We gotta twist your arm, Kenfo. You know, we got to play some trivia, bro. We got to play.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I thought he was about to pretend like he froze.
I'm here.
Absolutely, man. So if you know what time it is, Capo, what time is it, man?
That's right. It's time for Street Smarts Trivia with your host, DJ Bobby Hustle, and that Vato Capo.
Yes, sir.
Homeboy.
Yeah, man. So if you've never seen the show before or heard the show before, this is the part where we play the trivia. All we do is ask you some questions, you just give us some answers. Easy as that.
All right, let's do it.
All right, hey. So the first category is hip-hop history.
All right, first question.
Uh-oh. What three rappers made up the group West Side Connection? Was it
A, Dr. Dre, Eazy-E,
Snoop Dogg? No, Dubsy, Mac-T, and Ice Cube.
Is that your final answer?
Dubsy, Mac-T, Ice Cube. Yeah, he came out swinging. That was too easy. Low hanging fruit, Bobby.
He's a better. He's a better. He's an OG.
Pause.
Okay. Okay. This category is called ID check. We're gonna read your government name. You just gotta tell us who it is.
All right,
my government name is Primero Vanzarelli Smith. Am I?
What's your name?
Primero Vanzarelli.
He was speaking Spanish for a second.
I was trying to roll my R's. Primero Vanzarelli Smith.
That's A-ball.
Hey.
Okay, we know you done wrote him checks to his real name. Okay, that wasn't fair. You done sign checks to his real name. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's shit. I already know Primro.
Man,
yeah.
we should have came harder than that. We should have came out hard, bro. Pause.
You should have came right. All right, Capo. I think this is your favorite category, Capo.
You know it. All right, so this is called Who Said That Shit. All I'm going to do is read you some lyrics. All you got to do is say, tell us who said that shit. Easy as that, all right?
Okay. All right, let's do it.
Everybody kiss the fucking floor. Joey crack, buck them all. If they move, noodles shoot that fucking whore. Dead in the middle of Little Italy. Little did we know that we riddled with two middlemen who didn't do diddly. Who said that shit?
Big Pun.
Damn.
What song was it?
Now.
Okay, wait.
This is extra credit. You get this one.
Oh man, hold up. Hold up, man.
Google fingers. Google fingers.
Was it banned for TV? Nah, it wasn't banned for TV.
I'll tell you like this, and I think once I say this, you're gonna know. It was a remake of another song from the West Coast. Damn, Bobby. Bobby just busted.
Deep cover. It was deep cover.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, twins over yes. deep cover.
Okay, you got it. It was deep cover.
Yeah. Okay. So all of our sound effects aren't working today, so we apologize, all of our listeners. We don't know what amp is on today, but you know how it goes.
Yeah,
it's all being there. Stay right there. Don't go nowhere, but we're going to pay a bill real quick. It's that Fat Joe, Big Pun, Twins off the Deep Cover soundtrack.
We'll be back with more Key to Shine.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio meds, they're good for you.
A fucking cop. Yeah, we back. If you just now tapping in, it's the audio beds. It's your man's and them, DJ Bobby Hustle, that Vato Capo. And we got a very special, super special guest on the line. The man himself, Kenpo Keyshine.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Immediately, yes.
Okay, immediately. so immediately, yes, man. Yeah, my bad, Bobby. Can we talk about this? Immediately, yes. Immediately, no. What's this whole thing about the immediately yes and no thing?
All right. So basically, you know, I noticed that another trend that I was on early was to not just post things like about my life or whatever I going on, but to do things for other people. So that started with Coffee with Kenfolk. Let me see if I can just inspire somebody else. Not make it about me. Okay, then I'm like, all right, let me just look at some of the immediately yeses and nos that I see online. And I just saw it's crazy stuff online. It's just attention is a dangerous drug, and a lot of people are on it. You know what I mean? And I'm like, okay, I'm going to create my show, but I'm going to do a show and do it right from the gram. So I'm like, you know what? I think I could do a black version of ridiculousness type vibe and like to Instagram. So I was just like, you know what? Let me just try some segments. And that's the cool thing about social media is that you have the ability to impact and see what your indicators are from what you're doing. So it's like, I love that about today's marketplace. Well, I can say, okay, I think it's cool for me to try this little show idea. All right, let me just start to hit it on the gram and see what happens. So when I start hitting it on the gram, people liked it and they started to use the word and keep it in their vernacular. And it just kind of shows me doing a more of a comedic side because I like to do comedy. Now, I'm not necessarily a stand-up comedian, but I'm not saying I couldn't do it, but I'm still saying like, I like the comedic aspect. I like scripted comedian thing. I like funny, and I'm funny. I if you know me, I like to laugh and have a good time a lot, and I make jokes or whatever and stuff. So it's like in Memphis, we check a lot anyway. So it's like you have to be prepared at all times to be, you might get roasted or whatever. So at the end of the day, you know, so that's just kind of like where it came from, and just giving good content out, and it's something that people like, and they catch on to it, and I just put it out there. But it's also a segment on my show. My own podcast that I'm doing is Immediately Kinfolk Podcast. And on my podcast, that's one of the sections, Immediately Yes, Immediately No. And we discuss the Immediately Yeses and Immediately Nos of the world. So it was a way for me to be able to brand it on Instagram and stuff like that, so people can already be familiar with it. So when they watch the podcast and they see these segments and me doing these things, it's not going to be foreign. It's going to be like, okay, just like when you watch Breakfast Club and they got Dunk of the Day. Okay, that's the part where they do the Dunk of the Day and he do the thing or whatever. It's just my podcast and my radio show that's on 96.3, pumping 96.3 FM in Memphis. My podcast / radio show, is like, you know, that's what I do, just funny segments and a lot of cool banter, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. So that's really what it is, man.
Hey, yes, sir. Man, absolutely, man. And so, you know, you working, you doing a lot of work, you got a lot going on. So the project, Uncle Kinfolk, we got another record off of it.
Yes, we do. What are y'all gonna play? I want to know what y'all gonna play. What are you gonna play? Because you really got me the Pivot Joint. The Pivot Joint was a great record to start off with because it does have a message, and it does, you know, it speaks life. One hustle is too close to none. You know what I mean? We got to have multiple ways of income. You know what I'm saying? And, excellent, you know, you just got to. So,
and so for, like, you know, guys like myself, this witnessed your movement. You've been getting to the bag for a long time. Like, yeah, you know, you've been paid for a minute. You've been rich for a minute. And every since you got that first bag, you have not stopped. Like, going back to, like I was saying, you move like you're the only person in the room. Nobody else matters. It seems like, I just love your energy. When you wake up, I can tell you, just get your coffee. You're like, all right, what am I going to do today, Brandon? I'm going to tell the world.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. wait, you see this immediately. No, I'll do what I'm going to do tonight. Because there's an inside joke. Just keep that little note. And watch what I show you tonight. Go ahead, though.
No, so we're gonna play the single Every Since, like, yeah, you know, and it's true. It's true, because, like, you ain't just rapping. You ain't just on that. It's like, nigga, you've been rich for a long time, nigga. Like, all y'all new niggas is just now getting money. This nigga been rich for decades. You know what I'm saying? So, man,
I have been blessed, man. Ever since, man, I've been blessed. Ever since I talked to God, I've been immediately blessed.
Hey. On that note, we about to drop this record, Every Since, by Kia Shawn, off the Uncle Kinfolk project. Make sure you tap that plus button, turn it to a check.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio meds, they're good for yous.
Uncle Kinfolk, Every Since.
Hey, yeah. Every Since.
I ain't gonna lie, so that's real talk.
Yeah, I like that jump, man. I like that jump too. These songs are very, very new. Like, I put this project out, like, we decided we was doing I did this deal through Worldstar, right? So you look at it through Worldstar distribution on this particular project. And when I got ready to turn the project in, it was about 4:20, and I was like, I got this project, and I had, like, all these dope ass samples and stuff in it. And they was like, man, we really don't want to clear. We don't want to do the samples this time. We want to, like, I said, you know what? No samples. We ain't gonna do no clearing. We're gonna just go make an album from scratch with all just hard, crazy beats, but no samples. So I reflipped the idea, and then we like, all right, let's get back into it. And we did it in like a month, in like May, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, and got it all finished or whatever, and it's like, okay. And now we playing it right now, and I just think that's cool because it's still fresh to me in my ears. You know what I'm saying? It's still fresh to me, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. 2 months. That's quick.
Yep. We got it out quick. You know what I mean? The video, we just, like, you know, everything just been like quick, like real smooth, and but it didn't feel rushed. But it's just like
we yeah.
You know, just went crazy real quick, man, for like a month. It's fun. It was so much fun.
So why? What made you say I'm gonna do a project instead of just release these as singles? You know what I'm saying? And push them out, because everybody's doing the single game. And me and Bobby like to pick artists' brains because everything is changing now. Everybody's saying, "Oh, no projects. It's single based. Just drop a song a month or whatever." And so, like, what is the thought process behind that?
The reason why I do it though, Vato, is because I come from the era of my day one fans, like they like albums still, like, you know what I'm saying? The people that like they love bodies of work. So I said, okay, well, I'm gonna put a lot of dope bodies of work, but I'm gonna make all like majority singles, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna just put all singles on a project or whatever and like and just put it out or whatever. So at the end of the day, I think like you can just put singles out, you know what I mean? That's cool too. But I think like I just feel for the fans, for the people that like the music and love the music, bro. Like I'm giving them visuals with every song. I'm giving them the visuals. So it'll still be like you're getting a single every week or every month, because I'm dropping the video to everyone. Like the next video comes out on next Thursday, and then another video comes out the same day as the movie comes out, and then another video comes out the next, you know what I'm saying? So it's like I'm still doing the formula of, you know, how quick people consume music. So I'm giving you the singles, you know what I mean? I'm giving it to you in singles or whatever. But I just think having a dope project you can just put on and listen through, bro, that's nostalgic. I came up on that. I love that. So, you know what I mean? I'm just gonna do what I love, you know what I mean?
Real shit. And there's no rules. That's the beauty of it right now. There's no rules. You can do whatever the fuck you want. And if you want to release 30 songs at one time, go do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you got somebody that's going to listen to all of them or whatever, that's cool. I dropped on a Tuesday, like how we did back in the day. I dropped on July 4th on Tuesday.
Right,
I
didn't drop exactly. On
Friday. You know what I'm saying? Right. And the good thing about you, Kim Folk, is like you've put in enough work and paid enough dues where just like you can go about this independently. I don't know your whole strategy, how you're doing it, but like, you can put out independent music, and because you are who you are, you're going to get some type of numbers. And since it's all 100% independent, that makes a big difference versus going through a lot of hands. Like, Capo, you know, like the projects you dropped them bags when the bags hit, you know, like doing the independent, you know, if you got some streams, you know, that's a decent check.
You really can make some money. And you really can make some money. And my thing is like, you know, I'm independent. I own my PRO, but I just wanted to distribute it through WorldStar this time because I like what they did with Ice Spice. Because a lot of people don't know Ice Spice really was broke by WorldStar. You know what I'm saying? So I like what was going on with that. And shout out to my boy Danny over there. So I was like, all right, I'm going to rock this way this time because I like how they moving. And, you know, and just being able, it's so single driven where you got to have the videos and the singles and the whole thing. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to put this out through them. And just rock like that or whatever. And I still mess with Empire and Ghazi over there too. But you know, it's all still indie moves. You know what I'm saying? It's being made. You know what I mean? And it's just being able to get it to audiences that and just keep the music vibe going and keep putting it out there. Like you said, you can still sync a lot of these records. You know what I mean? You own them, so you sync them and sync opportunities with movies and whatnot. So you can make some good money by owning your catalog, owning your stuff. So that's what I've been doing, to just kind of just keeping my thing to myself. Now, I'm not saying I won't do what your boy Logic did.
I was just about to ask that.
Somebody come to me right now, Capo, and say, somebody can throw me a couple million for this. I'll give you 50 right now. You know what I mean? You can have it right now. You know what I'm saying? You can get it right now.
You know what I'm saying? You got right 6 hard drives stacked, ready to go.
Not now, but right now.
You know what I'm saying? Immediately, right now.
You know what I'm saying? Because like, it just makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So real quick, man, because I want to talk about this project a little bit more before we let you go, and I gotta ask you the hard question that every artist has a hard time answering, but what is your favorite song off this record and why?
All right, I'm gonna go with on this one. I'm gonna go with, man, Ever Since really was a, Ever Since was like the, it's like 1A is Ever Since,
One.
One A.
One B. Immediately. I love the song Immediately. Immediately. I like the tempo on that one. And then my rounding it out would be Negativity, man. Like the song Negativity is just, to me, you know, I get it. There are going to be some people to be like, why are you referring to that as negativity? Well, because first of all, I'm black, and this me talking about my race and about when we do certain things, us versus us, and I hate that, you know what I mean? And I got to chin check us on what we doing, you know what I mean? And when you see this video, you're going to understand what I'm saying, because it's like, I'm sick of seeing the killing. I'm sick of seeing us kill us. I hate it. You know what I'm saying? I just hate it, bro. Especially in Memphis, bro. I just don't like it. You know what I mean? So, you know, I wanted to make a record that was still bumping, but was like, had a strong message behind it. Like, and that, like, that negativity is a message, boy. You know what I mean? It's a movie. You know what I mean? So I just like that, whatever, creatively, because I can stand on what that song is saying. You know what I mean? And just really, I push love, I push positivity, I push the good vibes, and I just don't want to see so many my young black kings and queens out here doing things that are so embarrassing or detrimental to our livelihood. I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? So
that's real. That's real. That's real as fuck. Now, I'm not gonna speak on it because you said that at the end of the record.
You can just call it negativity.
If I said
negativity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it is play on words.
Negativity. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, there you go.
Like,
there you go.
But it's just me being, like I said, I'm Unc gonna tell you something, you know what I mean, that you need to hear. You know what I mean? It ain't gonna, I'm just being honest with you. So it's like, you know, there's negativity to me, you know what I'm saying? And I'ma just tell you, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you know? That's real.
Yeah, I got it, because these folk killing each other too much, man. There's a young brother who just died in Memphis on the 4th of July. His name was Casino Jizzle. He just died. This was murdered. Like, I'm sick of it, bro.
It's daily, dog. It's just insane, man. It's insane.
In that movie, though, They Clone Tyrone, that I'm in, I don't want to spoil it, but I'm just saying, like, but it touches on this kind of thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, how, like, and how the systematic, the negativity, and how we systematically against each other. You gonna see it, bro. I don't gonna ruin it for you. It's a great movie. It's better than Superfly to me. You know what I'm saying? As far as the message.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna make sure I pay my Netflix bill just so I can have it over. All right.
I'll send you my password, Bobby.
You gotta crack it down on the passwords, man. I had five people using my shit. They sent me a message, and I was like, "Hey, man,
they And they shouldn't be sending you all that, because, like, man, y'all made so much money, man, off these folks, man. Come on, man. Like, but you know, when I went to Hollywood, I was driving to this spot called The Waffle, my favorite place to eat out there in Hollywood. And I'm going out there to eat, and I drove by Netflix, and I'm looking at all the people that were striking in front of it. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, what they doing in front of this joint? Then it hit me. Oh, it's the writer's strike. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, them folks out there striking, bro, and it was like kind of weird, because I'm like, damn, you know, y'all striking, but I'm finna go to this premiere right now for this movie. but it was just weird, though, like, you know what I mean, just to see it, like, you know what I mean, like, and Netflix, you know, man, y'all cut some slack, man, for real, because a lot of my folks in the street, they need them passwords, I ain't gonna lie.
Right, right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my folks be needing them pad words, need to share them pad words, man. You know what I'm saying?
So, man, they hit me up. I'm like, oh, why ain't
that way they need to Netflix and chill and stop doing the negativity. You see what I'm saying?
Like, that's it.
If Netflix
so pay that bill.
Pad words, then maybe we could be able to, you know what I mean, had it with some pills in the house watching Netflix or something, man. Shit.
Oh, shit. You know what I'm
saying? So careful, okay, man.
Yeah.
We know the timeline, man. You was one of the forefathers of rap in Memphis. You had the record label. You did the solo career. You're doing the acting career. So the big question now is, you know, with everything that you've learned, everything that you're doing, what you know about business, what you know about the industry, what is the next move for you outside of acting and music?
Well, the thing that's my constant, which is Autism Advocates. AutismAdvocates.org, AutismAdvocates.org. Okay, I have a son, Jameson, who has autism, non-speaking autism. He's 12. And, you know, this is, people look for their purpose, but my purpose found me, found my wife. My wife is the director of our nonprofit, Autism Advocates, and that is my everyday of being able to be, spread inclusion, awareness, and acceptance about autism. You know what I mean? Mm. And that's what we have a documentary that we're doing. It's called Instrumental. You know what I mean? And you know, it has no words. That's why Instrumental don't have no words.
Wow.
And you know, and my son, you know what I mean? He's nonverbal. Mm-hmm. No words. You see what I'm saying? So damn. That's how I'm coming with this documentary, bro. You know what I mean? And that's what, you know, that's how I'm coming, bro. And I'm gonna show y'all the behind the ground with this thing and show you how it really is. And I'm speaking of Netflix, I'm talking to them about it right now. So
there we go.
You know, that's what I'm on right there, though. Like, you know what I mean? So I can be able to pay forward what it's like in the experience of what it is to be able to have a son with autism. That's why it's Instrumental, man. No words. So that's what's coming. That's on the way. You know what I mean? That is on the way. And if you have autism father, autism, I have autism siblings, and you, or you think your child may have autism, and you want, go to autismadvocates.org. You know what I mean? And be able to, we have information there that could be able to assist. And, yeah, man. So that's what I'm on my daily, you know what I mean? So
that's beautiful, bro. That's beautiful. And as I'm a father, my oldest daughter is autism spectrum. So, you know, me and my wife, yeah. it's a different type of parenting, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot. Yeah. So, but you know, hats off to you, man. Salute. We love what you're doing, bro. Continue doing everything you are doing and motivating everyone out here. Once again, dog, thank you so much for taking time out of your extremely busy schedule and joining us, dog.
Nah, thank you so much, man. Listen, every time we talk, we do better than what we're doing better than when we was when we talked the last time before. You see what I'm saying?
So real shit.
We're going to keep the same vibes and the same thing going. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Keep going up and up and up, man. That's what we're going to do, man. I speak blessings over y'all, man. And I thank y'all for y'all time and energy tonight, bro.
Absolutely, likewise, man. Same to you.
Indeed, man. Blessings,
yes,
y'all.
Sir. Till next time, man.
Yeah, y'all be blessed. Like, y'all be blessed and let them suckers have all the rest, man. Tap in.
Hey.
Tap in, man. ImmediatelyKinfolk.com. ImmediatelyKinfolk.com. Check that out. CoffeeWithKinfolk.com. Check that out and go stream Uncle Kinfolk, man. And go peep AutismAdvocates.org. As you see, I have my own websites on everything or whatever. So just, you know, subscribe to my vibes, man. That's all you got
to
do.
Subscribe to the vibe. I'm going to bite that. That's mine now. I steal it.
Yeah. And then Kinfolk underscore Kiashine on IG. So make sure y'all follow him as well.
On the thread, too. I'm on the thread, too.
I just clicked the button.
Yeah. Yeah, just click the button. I'm on the thread.
I got you. I'll see you on the thread. Let's go.
Let's go, man.
All right, fam. Peace.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
Audio meds. They're good for you.
Yeah, man. That's that boy, Kinfolk Kiashine, for tapping in, man. Appreciate that, homie, man. I'm feeling good, Capo. It's Thursday, man. You on mute, Capo.
Oh, man, Amp is tripping today, bro. Amp, come on, man. We don't have the sound effects today. My mic, I keep tapping the unmute button. It's not working. We're going to get it right, though. We rock with Amp. We love everything Amp is doing, and we appreciate
it. Better version, man. It's the new. You know, when it's new, you got to work out the kinks. So, you know what I'm saying?
That is true. We early. he hit him with the freeway. He went back to BD Siegel and the Rock early. Yeah, that's what's up. But yeah, nah, man. What a great show, dog. I love when Kiashine joins us, man. He always has a bunch of great shit to talk about. And man, he's got so much knowledge, you know, from back in the day to like everything that's going on now. He's still very in tune and can always drop some gems on us, man. So we're gonna have some great highlights from this interview, bro.
Absolutely. Kiashine is the definition of the grind don't stop.
Yes.
Speaking of dope guests, we got one more guest just sitting in the green room.
Oh yeah, go ahead, let him in, man.
Paging Dr. Capo. Paging Dr. Capo.
You know what time it is, man. Every dose of audio meds, we have to hit you with a prescription. So we're going to leave you with a prescription for the weekend, get you going right. We're going to end the week off something like this. And I felt like it was only right, Bobby. Keyshawn over here, he's always got these zingers, right? Is that what you call them?
Zingers.
He's always got them, bro. So I had to jack one. I was like, you know what? That's perfect. Let's use that quote for today's prescription. And it goes something like this. One hustle is too close to none.
Say that one more time.
One hustle is too close to none.
You heard it right, man. There. You know what to do. Take a big gulp of that, swish it around, gargle it,
hey,
between your teeth.
Hey, before you let him go, remember, every Tuesday and Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Central, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, we are live on AMP. Make sure you turn on your notifications so every time we go live, you can tune in. Until next time.
Audio meds, they're good for yous.